This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Coming to you live, hour number three, from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Prog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Prog Lube. Prog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Prog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Prog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Prog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. This is something that I spread cake onto my weapons. This is why I use it, because it makes them more combat effective. Check them out at froglube.com. This past Thursday, Senate Minority Leader Chucky Cheese Schumer, he said the Democrats will attempt to filibuster Judge Neil Gorsuch's nomination. And this is going to be a test, and even the squishies are coming out for this one, which I'm encouraged by this. But the Republicans are now going to have to consider whether they're going to trigger the nuclear option to get the judge onto the Supreme Court. Now, as the confirmation hearings for the judge ended Thursday, Schumer pronounced judgment on him, saying that while the judge met all the legal qualifications, he wasn't the leftist judge Republicans prevented President Obama from nominating in his final year. A handful of other suicidal Democrats rushed to join Mr. Schumer, saying that they too are prepared to mount a partisan filibuster for just the second time in U.S. history to try to block a Supreme Court nominee. Schumer said, "Gorsuch was unable to sufficiently convince me that he'd be an independent check on a president who has shown almost no restraint from executive overreach. Second, he was unable to convince me that he would be a mainstream judge who could rule free from the biases of politics and ideology." First of all, Mr. Schumer, you're an idiot. He hasn't been in office but about 70 days now. He hasn't done a tenth of what your beloved Barack Obama did. And, he is basing it upon the Barack Obama standard, just like the Republicans are about to base what's about to happen to you on the Reed standard. It would be deranged for Schumer, who is facing obscurity, to filibuster Gorsuch from a seat on the Supreme Court, which is a seat that he is eminently qualified to hold and to fill, because he's going to put the Republican majority in a position where they will have to go nuclear. Now, the problem with this is they're going to go nuclear anyway. And if they don't, then the Democrats most certainly will. But then they only have to have 51 votes to confirm Gorsuch. And this is, you know, when you look at the lineup right now, Ruth Bader Ginsburg is 83 years old. Anthony Kennedy is 80. Stephen Breyer is 78. If Schumer carries out his threat, and the Republican Senate majority opts to require a simple 51-vote majority for Gorsuch, then they could similarly do that for any other justice that dies or retires. And this is a big gamble for Schumer to take, to threaten to filibuster when McConnell has not taken the nuclear option off the table. You've got people like Lindsey Graham going and getting on news talking head shows, talking about how he's going to see, and if it means they go nuclear, then he's going to go nuclear. Because what Graham is saying, and I, you know, here finally he gets a little credence. He said that when it was President Obama, and they sent Kagan to him, and they sent Sotomayor to the committee he sat on. He voted for them because he didn't like what they did, but they were qualified. And he claims, rightfully so, that he took a lot of heat home in his home state, which he did. Not enough to be primaried, of course, but he did take some. And for the first time ever, he says something that is worthy of me sitting back saying, "Ah, finally." Now, if Schumer gambles and loses, and Ginsburg, Kennedy, or Breyer leave the court in the next few years, or maybe two of them leave the court in the next 2 years, this gives Trump the option of placing more judges in the mold of Gorsuch, or the man he's replacing, Scalia, on the court, giving the court a decided textualist tilt for years to come. Now, presumably, that would be very beneficial for those of us who believe the Constitution actually means what the founders said, and would set the stage to undo much of the damage done by a progressive view of a living Constitution that can be reimagined into anything the progressives want to torture it to mean without having to actually amend the Constitution. Among the decisions that could come before such a textualist court are many gun laws and bans on the books around the country, including those of very dubious standing, that have been upheld by lower courts in more leftist parts of the nation. They were to come into a Supreme Court that is solidly leaning towards a textualist reading of the Constitution, they would be declared unconstitutional, which would be a good thing, okay? Presumably, this would include magazine bans and approved gun rosters and bans on so-called assault weapons. But here's the thing. Here is the thing. Even that should be an incidental to what's going on right now. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Instead of laying people off, these gun rights organizations, in my view, need to be taking a much more aggressive stance on certain things. Not sitting back, not being polite, getting out there and saying, okay, obviously the progressive agenda has been refuted. Part of the progressive agenda is gun control. And as long as there's, but listen, as long as there's states like New York, New York State is a great gun state. It's controlled by one city. One city. Illinois is the same way. California has many states or cities that control the state. In California alone, you got 9 million gun owners. We have to do something about those states because those states are worthy states to both go to. They have good resources and everything else. We've got to unwind this progressive hydra that's out there, and I mean, every time we cut off the head, we get two more. We've got to do something about this. This is not the time to sit back and say, ah, we did it. We didn't do anything. We didn't do anything. We have set the stage. Now we actually have to take the stage, and we have to get up there, and we have to do whatever we got to do to make sure that this is seen through. That's national reciprocity, national recognition, whatever you want to call it. That's getting out there and not making it 2 years or a year in jail in New York City if you simply own a gun without the permission of the city fathers. All kinds of, it's going into New Jersey accidentally and not becoming a state felon. A lot of work left to do. It's only just beginning. Getting back and saying, well, you know, we expect everything to drop off. I can't say what I'm thinking out loud because this is an FCC violation. But the last part of it would be you. With affection, of course. Coming up next, in New York City, one of the things that I don't like is the Hearing Protection Act. I don't know why, because there's no guns that would hold them in the first place in New York City, but that's beside the point. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frong Lube is a treatment. It's a lubricant. It is a CLP, and it is a solvent, and it will do all of those things and do it well. All you have to do is try it. You'll like it. Completely biodegradable. Check them out. FrongLube.com. Well, the New York police officials have been slamming a federal expansion on concealed carry rights that they're trying to push through and try to get some traction. Now the New York Times has come out against the suppressor reform bill, the Hearing Protection Act. We had some dual stereo moves here happening. Opinion pieces published last week by NYPD Commissioner James P. O'Neill and Manhattan DA Cyrus Vance in the Wall Street Journal, and another by the Times editorial board, pounced on pending legislation addressing national concealed carry reciprocity and the Hearing Protection Act. Now, we know what we're talking about here. First, one would amend federal law to allow those eligible to possess a firearm to have a concealed handgun in any state that allows individuals to carry a pistol or a revolver. Those who do so would have to carry a valid permit with them as well as a photo ID. The bill also applies to non-resident permit holders. Now, the officials who apparently don't understand the idea that this has been tried before are saying that it would turn the Big Apple into Tombstone. O'Neill and Vance said, as we work to prevent future shooting deaths, we don't want subways packed with pistols or shootouts in Times Square. We don't want our highly effective gun laws superseded, overturned, or otherwise interfered with. We will fight any federal action that lets visitors bring guns into our streets. That's not what they're talking about, though, New York. Citizens in New York, they don't trust you. They don't want you to have a gun in the city of New York. And for some reason, they want me to sit back and believe that they're going to be able to handle things when I know better. They can't protect me when I'm in New York, not me individually, not unless they assign me one guy the whole time I'm there. Right now in the House, the National Reciprocity Act has 181 co-sponsors. They only need 35 more to just get a vote on it, and it would pass in the House. The Senate companion, S-446, has 36 co-sponsors, which if we invoke the nuclear option, we only need 15 more to sign onto that one. Then there's the Hearing Protection Act. With this, they want to deregulate suppressors as a safety measure to help promote their use in protecting hearing. Now, this would be one of the three sacred cows on the NFA that, the NFA treats a suppressor as a firearm when it's just, it's a tube. This would allow them to be transferred through regular federal firearms license holders to anyone not prohibited from possessing them after the buyer passes the same background check as having the gun. There's never been a suppressor by itself that killed anybody. Now, in opposing this proposal, they argue the bill is backed by firearm sellers eager to cash in on what has become a vanity item at the expense of public safety. They say if the bill succeeds, ending the $200 tax in the vetting period, silencers would become much more available to the public. Inevitably, they will show up in the hands of the mass shooters who indulge macho fantasies in brandishing the adapted military assault weapons and large ammunition clips available in the civilian market. Before congressional lawmakers give in to the gun lobby's latest twisted demand, they better ask themselves why would they want to help muffle a shooter's deadly deeds. This bill in the House has 127 co-sponsors. No date for committee hearings. A companion Senate measure has 11 co-sponsors. Here's the thing. Okay. All the suppressor is going to do is take your weapon down to the sound of a jackhammer. So I don't think, it's not going to be one of these things. This is one of these things where it is protecting your people around you more than it is protecting the people that are downrange from you. If you've ever been beside somebody who is shooting with like a compensator on their weapon, the compensator is blowing everything out of the sides. Dear God, you can't imagine the concussion that comes from one of those things unless you've ever done it. Some of these guys, like with AR-15s like Battle Cop, who used to be a sponsor of mine, they disperse that fairly well. And they also disperse the minor recoil impulse. They make it go away altogether, too. But, having said that, it is still pronounced. Now, a suppressor does two things. It gets rid of a little bit of sound. It suppresses sound. It doesn't muffle sound. And it also gets rid of a little bit of light, but that's about it. That's a little bit of the flash. That's about all it does. And it isn't a vanity thing, although there's some people that just love these things and love to go shoot with them. You still want to wear hearing protection with these things. It's not some cure-all for sound, without a doubt. But New York coming out against this indicates that New York wants to run the whole country. And this is the whole problem with the leftists. They want the big metropolitan areas, which already control the state in which they reside, to control the entire United States. They want us to be the United States of California, or the United States of New York, or the United States of Chicago, or the United States of New Jersey. And that's the problem. That's the problem. This is one issue where the Commerce Clause actually comes in and becomes effective. But that's fine. I mean, let them sit around and get out here and pontificate and everything. And in the meantime, New York City, those of you that live in New York City who are not filled with angst and everything and who actually believe, and listen, you got to be pretty self-reliant to live in New York City with the kind of money that you have to spend to live there. They don't trust you. They don't trust you wanting to be peaceful. You know, most people just want to be peaceful. They don't want to get into things like pitched gunfights because the thrill is vastly overrated. Vastly overrated. So, when we get back, we're going to look. First of all, we're going to look at something that happened on United Airlines simply because of who commented on this. I was stunned to find out this is somebody that they would seek. And then we're going to look at somebody who's been relatively new to concealed carry. We're going to see what his impressions is on everything else and just see if that, you know, parallels with some of the things you've been thinking. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention! If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Evidence indicates that these devices can dislocate and loosen, causing severe pain, and may require additional revision surgery. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement and suffered a dislocation and loosening requiring a revision, call 800-598-0696. If you or a loved one had a total or reverse shoulder replacement between 2011 and 2016 and suffered serious complications, including dislocation and loosening, you may be entitled to substantial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Act now. For more information and a free consultation, call 800-598-0696. That's 800-598-0696. Again, that's 800-598-0696. Call now.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room.
Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is something that if it's metal and it's your weapon, you can put it on there and it's going to take care of you and it's going to make that weapon really, really, really successful. That's what you want. Check them out, froglube.com. What does that say now? Yeah, I see what you're saying, 101. I see what you're saying on that. United Airlines, they came under fire this yesterday because two teenage girls were barred by a gate attendant from boarding a flight from Denver to Minneapolis because they were wearing leggings. Now, the girls, whose ages were not specified, were not allowed onto the morning flight because they were traveling under an employee travel pass that includes a specific dress code, according to airline spokesman Jonathan Guerin. The dress code bars past travelers from wearing spandex or lycra pants, such as leggings. It doesn't say. The teenagers agreed to change their clothing and take a later flight, but the airline's actions sparked a quick backlash on Twitter. Out of nowhere, and this is the text coming from, I think, Fox. Activist Shannon Watts of Denver tweeted that she witnessed Sunday's events and questioned United's decision to police women's clothing. Watts said the girl's father was allowed to board while wearing shorts and called the airline's policy sexist. They doubled down on their dress code policy in a statement later Sunday. They said this is a benefit, and when you're taking advantage of the benefit, all employees and pass riders are considered representatives of United. And like most companies, we have a dress code that we ask employees and pass riders to follow. The passengers this morning were United pass riders and not in compliance with our dress code for company benefit travel. We regularly remind our employees that when they place a family member or friend on a flight for free, as a standby passenger, they need to follow our dress code. They added, to our regular customers, your leggings are welcome. Okay, here's my question. Shannon Watts is the Lynette Squeaky Fromm of the Moms Demand Attention. And she's in here commenting and somehow or other being sought out as a witness and somebody to quote about this. I just find that interesting. I wonder if maybe she's getting ready to get cut loose because they're not doing anything. She may need to find another gig. I have been a concealed carrier for a very long time. And concealed carry is, it's a lifestyle change. It's not something that you can do 50%. And it's not something that you can just add to your current lifestyle. Now, a lot of people get their permits and, you know, they try to make their carry, the way they carry, something that is inevitably very comfortable. That's a losing cause. That's a losing cause. Another thing that happens around your first year or so of carry is paranoia. And you think every person around you can see that you have a gun on you. And you feel like there's a big neon sign above your head that says, I'm carrying a gun. A lot of people feel that way. They're afraid. I don't get that worried about it because nobody looks at anybody anymore. We are the texting nation. I mean, everybody's looking at their phone. I could walk around with something really big slung across my chest, and I don't think anybody would notice that. Maybe if they were looking up to make sure they weren't walking into me, they might. But, you know, a lot of people try to get out there, and they think they're going to find that one perfect holster to begin with, which is, you know, that's sort of a, that's a pipe dream, folks. I mean, it's everybody type is going to accept something a little better, a little bit different way for people like me who has a lower back issue where certain places the gun will press against me when I'm carrying inside the waistband. Well, there, you know, I gotta find the right holster and I gotta move it to the right spot. So the holster probably isn't going to show your gun. People are not really looking at you. That's just a phase you're going through. And it's normal. But, you know, probably the biggest, I guess it's almost like a disappointment when you figure out nobody really knows you exist. If you're going to carry a gun, get a good belt. The holster is important. The belt is equally important. There are companies, you know, G-Code makes a belt. Alien Gear makes a belt. And spend the money on the belt. Spend the money on the belt. Spend the money on the belt. Invest in the holster. You'll be happy you did. Better to spend it one time than to have a bunch of cheap holsters laying around in a drawer just gathering dust. When you're buying your pants, you need to get one size larger. It's simple math. You're putting more inside your waistband if you're going to carry inside the waistband, which is the best way to carry to conceal. Find shirts that have patterns that are loose. This is, you know, when you're wearing a jacket, you can wear a fitted shirt and everything and use the jacket to hide your gun. But then when you're doing something like that, you're going to either have to have the jacket that is made out of the right material to where it doesn't print or the right gun. So this means that you've got to have different guns. You know, you may need to go with a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield because it's very narrow profile versus the Glocks or one of the double stack guns. Or you can do, you know, the default position if you're looking for, You don't want to go with a single stack 9mm, but you don't want to go, you can't go with a double stack. Go with a 1911. Now, a 1911 has a few constraints with it, and there's a little bit more of a learning curve with it, but you know what? Lots of people do it. If I could, I would carry outside the waistband most of the time because it is more comfortable. It doesn't press on certain nerves, and I like that a lot better. I don't like to carry a regular little itty-bitty gun. I don't like the micro guns or anything else. I don't like them looking like a, like a cigarette lighter. So that also comes into play. But carrying a gun is a lifestyle decision. And when you make that decision, you can't just do it a little bit. You have to go and do it all the way. Or you're not going to carry the gun, which I would rather keep hammering on this to where you make that right call. So when we get back one more time, I'm going to do a little bit more. I'm really becoming enamored with the 10mm. I'm beginning to agree with Colonel Cooper. So we're going to talk about that caliber one more time, just because I think it is the perfect all-around caliber, but you got to have the right gun to carry it in. That's the thing about it. So that when we get back, this is Lock and Load.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription over-the-counter drugs and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Frog Lube is a biodegradable, food-based lubrication source that is going to make your weapon run like a Swiss watch. Check them out, froglube.com. 10 millimeter. A while back, I had a 10 millimeter cut by the guys at Agency Arms at the time. I looked upon it. I got it during the height of the ammunition shortage when there was 10 millimeter ammo available, when there was no other ammo available. Unfortunately, I got it at the same time everybody else figured out that there was 10 millimeter ammo available. And for a while there, I had it, and then I got rid of it. Some things changed, and I got rid of it. And now I have another one from them. 10 millimeter was a caliber that came about because Jeff Cooper was looking for something that would, he loved the 45, but he wanted something faster that hit harder. 10 millimeter was one of those calibers like 5.7 by 28 or 38 super that has, you know, a very small but vocal cadre of fans who insist that it's totally awesome and underrated, and I get that. The 10 millimeter sort of seemed like it was going to the Sargasso Sea of dead calibers. There'd be a couple of guys that still had some Colt Delta Elites that was chambered in it. But the 10 millimeter is resurgent, and it is coming back. Now, we know how this came about. In the 80s, it was an up-and-coming cartridge due to that shootout in Miami. Crockett carried the Bren 10 on Miami Vice. It was the first one that I know of that was shown on television. And for a lot of people that were 1911 fans, they made the Delta Elite, which I would love to find one of these. That was available to 1911 shooters that wanted a power boost over the 45. When the FBI was looking at the 10mm, H&K was going to make the MP5 in 10mm, and surely the 1990s would see its widespread adoption by the law enforcement agencies throughout the country and thousands of recreational shooters. Except all of a sudden it stopped. The house of cards collapsed. The FBI adopted the Smith & Wesson 1076, and they experienced parts breakages during routine training and qualification. The metallurgy of the time period couldn't hold up against the high round counts in that caliber. The other thing breaking was the spirits of the agents shooting the guns. It was a race to see who would give out first, the all-big, you know, the all-stainless sidearm or the wrist of the shooter. They originally ordered 10,000 from Smith & Wesson, but they accepted 2,400 before canceling the contract outright. Agents that didn't like the Big Smith opted to carry the SIG 228 and 9mm, and the agency came up with something that they called 10mm Light, which was the FBI load. On the civilian side, Colt, proving that they are just as subject to looking at trends and thinking this is a smart idea, they stopped making the Delta Elite in 1996 due to sluggish sales. And then the .40 caliber came out, which was basically the FBI load stuffed into a shorter casing that would fit into double-stack 9mm frames like the Browning High Power, the Beretta 92, and the new amazing world-beating Glock 22. 10mm became yesterday's news, totally debunked. The original loading for this was a 200-grain round or bullet traveling at 1,200 feet per second with 640 pounds of muzzle energy. By comparison, your typical Winchester White Box 45 ACP comes in at 356 foot-pounds. So you get 1.5 times the kinetic energy of the 45 ACP going in one direction, means a lot of recoil going in the other direction, and that was hard on both the guns and the wrists. Most steel guns have to be retired after shooting about 1,000 rounds of full-spec ammo. Your frame and slide rails will be galled against each other and the barrel bushings are toast. By the late 90s, 10mm was all but dead. But suddenly, Glock came out with the Glock 20. But still, the 10mm was sort of, you know, it was not dead, but it was asleep. Now, shooting 10mm is an experience. Shooting a hot load 10mm, you're getting stopping power that now you're getting into big game hunting just about. I mean, some of the full-spec loads will punch a hole right in a Kodiak bear's skull, which is what you want if you're facing a Kodiak bear. So now when people began to understand, you know, carrying a 6-shot or 5-shot 44 Magnum into the woods versus a 15-shot 10mm, well, now think about this. How much do you want to carry, and which is going to be easier to carry and to shoot? And when a bear is charging you, which is going to fire faster at the bear, the semi-auto or the revolver? Now, here we have a round that hits with about the same power as a 41 Magnum. And now all of a sudden, the interest is back. It wasn't a bad idea. It was just ahead of its time. There's a variety of factors right now playing into this, some good and some bad, and they're all contributing to increase its popularity again. Rock Island Armory, they make a 1911 that I have shot, which my buddy JT has. It is outstanding. It holds up much better than the old Delta Elites did with the same round count, and it, unlike the classic Colts, it has a fully ramped bull barrel and a full-length guide rod. In 1986, those were experimental and exotic. Nowadays, it's just standard almost. There's no sign of galling between the frame and slide, no peening, no cracks, no nasty burrs forming on the locking lugs. And, you know, you'll run one of those things and you'll still have the original extractor. So a Rock Island Armory gun today is better than a real Colt was 30 years ago. How about that? And Colt hasn't been resting on their laurels. They have new Delta Elites that incorporate improvements to prevent the frame cracking and other fitment issues. CNC machining is the rule of the day now. Manufacturing has improved tremendously in the past 10 years. Companies no longer look at 10 millimeter and think, if we make this, we'll just get a bunch of broken guns returned to us for warranty work. Another factor conspiring to bring back the 10 millimeter, the 357 SIG, and other less popular caliber choices is ammo cost. 10 millimeter used to scare off a lot of people, but you can find it pretty cheap now. If you're looking for a 10 millimeter, there are a few I would recommend, okay? They have the improved Delta Elite from Colt. Kimber and Dan Wesson also have a 10 millimeter. The EAA Witness is a beautiful gun. They have 13 variants chambered in 10 millimeter. I have the Glock 20 that has been worked over by Agency Arms, although I will have a Rock Island in 10 millimeter before this is over with, because it's just that much bang for the buck. Sixth Hour. They have the P220 in 10 millimeter if money becomes less of a problem for you. Bear all that in mind. We'll be back in 21 hours between now and then. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.